November 25th through December 1st. 1st and 2nd Peter. Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Remember that your purpose is to teach people, not just present a lesson. As you read the epistles of Peter, think of individual class members. What principles will help them build their faith? Invite sharing. Write the headings 1st Peter and 2nd Peter on the board. Give class members time to review these chapters and invite them to write under these headings words or phrases from the chapters that they found meaningful. Then use the lists to invite people to share their insights.
Teach the doctrine. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 through 9, chapter 2 verses 19 through 24, chapter 3 verses 14 through 17, and chapter 4 verses 12 through 19. I can find joy during times of trial and suffering. To help those you teach better understand and apply Peter's counsel about finding joy in difficult circumstances, you could give class members pieces of paper and ask them to write a phrase from 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 through 9, chapter 2 verses 19 through 24, chapter 3 verses 14 through 17, or chapter 4 verses 12 through 19 that could help them in times of trial or difficulty. On the other side of the paper, they could write about a time of trial when they felt peace or joy. A few volunteers could share their phrase and their experience, and then class members could discuss what they learned. Another way to review Peter's counsel in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 through 9, chapter 2 verses 19 through 24, chapter 3 verses 14 through 17, and chapter 4 verses 12 through 19 is to invite class members to think about someone they know who is experiencing a trial. Give them time in class to write a letter to that person, including truths from these verses that would encourage that person. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 1 through 8, and section 123, verse 17. Then class members could talk about the truths they chose. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 13 through 20, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. We are called to be the people of God. As members of Christ's church, we are called to follow Jesus Christ. This means that our choices will often differ from those of other people. How can Peter's teaching in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 13 through 20 and chapter 2 verses 1 through 12 help those you teach better understand the Savior's mission and desire to be more like Him? Perhaps you could invite class members to search these verses looking for descriptions of what it means to be the people of God. See 1 Peter 2:10, and then discuss what they find. You might explain that the word peculiar in 1 Peter 2:9 means purchased or preserved. See footnote F. What does this teach us about the way God feels about us and how He wants us to live? 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 18 through 20, chapter 4 verse 6. The gospel is preached to the dead so they can be judged justly. The first epistle of Peter contains one of the few references in the Bible to Jesus Christ's visit to the spirit world after His death, an event that modern revelation helps us understand more fully. To help class members deepen their understanding of the spirit world, you could invite them to read the following scriptures and write what they learn on the board. John chapter 5 verse 25, 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 18 through 20, and chapter 4 verse 6, Alma chapter 40 verses 7 through 14, and verse 21, Doctrine and Covenants section 138 verses 11 through 32. The statements provided in additional resources show that Christ's visit to the spirit world was understood and taught not only by His apostles, but also by early Christian teachers. Understanding that this knowledge was lost during the great apostasy and restored in our day can help class members strengthen their testimonies of Joseph Smith and the restoration of the gospel. Discussing 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 18 through 20 and chapter 4 verse 6 can help inspire class members to more fully participate in family history and temple work. To do this, You could divide the class into three groups and give each group one of the following questions about the redemption of the dead. What is the Savior's role in redeeming the dead? What is the role of those who have died, both the faithful and those who died without a knowledge of the gospel? What is our role? Ask each group to review 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 20, and chapter 4, verse 6, Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verses 17 through 18, section 138, verses 11 through 32, and verses 57 through 59, looking for answers to their question. Ask each group to share what they learned, and consider sharing the quotation by Elder D. Todd Christofferson or one of the videos found in additional resources. What blessings have we witnessed as we have participated in bringing salvation to our deceased ancestors? 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Through the power of Jesus Christ, we can develop our divine natures. To encourage those you teach in their efforts to become more like Jesus Christ, you could invite them to identify the Christ-like qualities described in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. Consider writing these qualities on the board and asking class members to define them. Class members could then discuss how developing one quality leads to the development of the other qualities. Provide time for them to ponder which quality they would like to develop more fully. See also Preach My Gospel, page 126. Encourage learning at home. You may want to explain that class members will study the epistles of John during the next week. These epistles help to correct false teachings about Jesus Christ and can strengthen our testimonies of the living reality of the Savior.
Additional resources, 1 and 2 Peter. The work of redeeming the dead testifies of Christ's mission. Elder D. Todd Christofferson taught, quote, Christian theologians have long wrestled with the question, what is the destiny of the countless billions who have lived and died with no knowledge of Jesus? With the restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ has come the understanding of how the unbaptized dead are redeemed, and how God can be a perfect, just God and a merciful God also. See also Alma 42, verse 15. While yet in life, Jesus prophesied that he would also preach to the dead. See John 5:25. Peter tells us this happened in the interval between the Savior's crucifixion and resurrection. See 1 Peter 3, verses 18 and 19. President Joseph F. Smith witnessed in vision that the Savior visited the spirit world. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 30 and 33. Our anxiety to redeem the dead and the time and resources we put behind that commitment are, above all, an expression of our witness concerning Jesus Christ. It constitutes as powerful a statement as we can make concerning His divine character and mission. It testifies, first, of Christ's resurrection, second, of the infinite reach of His atonement, third, that He is the sole source of salvation, fourth, that He has established the conditions for salvation, and fifth, that He will come again. End quote. From The Redemption of the Dead and the Testimony of Jesus, Ensign or Liahona, November 2000. Writings of early Christian teachers, 1st and 3rd centuries, about preaching to the dead. Origen, quote, when Jesus became a soul, a spirit, without the covering of the body, he dwelt among those souls which were without bodily covering, converting such of them as were willing to himself. End quote. In the Ante-Nicene Fathers, edited by Alexander Roberts and James Donaldson, 1907, Volume 4, page 448. Hermas, quote, the apostles and the teachers who preached the name of the Son of God, after they had fallen asleep in the power and faith of the Son of God, preached also to them that had fallen asleep before them. End quote. In the Apostolic Fathers, translated by J.B. Lightfoot, 1898, page 472. Videos about family history work. CLDS.org. Their hearts are bound to you, all the families of the earth, and will I do my part? Improving our teaching. Teach the why. Quote, sometimes learners, especially youth, wonder how gospel principles relate to them or why they should obey certain commandments. However, if they understand Heavenly Father's eternal plan for the happiness of His children, the reasons for gospel principles and commandments become clearer, and the motivation to obey increases. End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 20.